Welcome to the Whistler Plumbing Podcast. I'm talking with James Whistler. James, what are five things that you personally say to your kids that you never thought you would?
Well, that's interesting because never is a big word. The older that I get, I realize that you probably shouldn't use never because you'll probably eat crow. You know, as I was growing up, you know, there was things that I heard, and sometimes those things annoyed me, but they just kind of come natural when you have children. A few of them would be, you know, when I was little, and that is, or when I was your age kind of thing, and it was always some drastic story that come behind it and how good that I had it as a child. And, you know, the interesting thing now is my kids are actually interested in that. And I don't really use it as, you know, to make them feel bad that they have it so good. But it is something that I say is, you know, they'll ask questions like, well, when you was a kid, did you do this kind of thing? So it's a little different spin to it. But it's interesting because I heard that quite a bit when I was growing up. And it was always a very rough story that followed that opening line. The other thing is dried up, which I don't know that it was necessarily bad, but, you know, my children are younger, so there's a lot of sometimes whining and crying about things. It really doesn't matter. I'm a fairly direct person, so a lot of times, especially to my son, my daughter, I have a little more harder time saying that too, but I will, you know, things that aren't really that important and just small, petty things, but that normally happens if they're tired or hungry or something like that, and I think that's just human nature, but... But one of the things I noticed here recently is that my parents used to always do, you know, we, of course, stayed upstairs when we was growing up, and my mom would literally scream at the top of her lungs, it felt like at that point anyway, from the bottom of the steps, screaming at me to get up. I caught myself, which just in the last month, not necessarily screaming. I didn't think that I was anyway. He might have felt that way. But, you know, hollering up the steps to wake my son up on Sunday morning before we went to church. And I'm like, you know what? I didn't like that when I was little. So it definitely something that caught me. And then, you know, the other things, you know, you always, it's kind of a thing now that it's kind of known that most parents now are a little more protective of the children. I mean, I grew up and, you know, I went outside and didn't come back for hours. And if that happened to my children now, there would probably be a major panic going on. So, you know, there's a few things that like, hey, you're going to hurt yourself if you do that. And you want to protect your children from hurting themselves. But on the other hand, sometimes, you know, they have to learn themselves. So it used to be that I walked out of our house, you know, any given minute, you know, especially even when I was 4 or 5 years old, because that's just what you've done. But now we have to accompany our kids out of the house. And I don't know what has changed, but, you know, saying something like you can't go out by yourself is something that I didn't really think that I would say, but I guess it's just the reality of the time that we live in.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but we didn't even lock our doors growing up.
No, same here. And now they're locked all the time.
Absolutely. So. Are there things that, you know, because your dad was a plumber, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Are there things that he said about plumbing to you that you find yourself saying now at all?
No, you know, my son is only 5, so you know, really that hasn't started yet. I'm trying to remember, he kind of goes back and forth through a lot of things, it kind of as to what he wants to be when he grows up at this point. So I don't think plumbing is one of them. I think he actually said last time that he was going to just stay at home because he felt that was the easiest thing to do. And so there was a conversation that preceded that of, well, when you get older, there is responsibility. You do have to go out and work. So
yeah. We can't really blame him, though, for thinking that, right?
No, absolutely. Sounds good to me.
Okay. Well, if you have any more questions about what James talked about today, or if you need some plumbing maintenance in your home, make sure you reach out to the team at Whistler Plumbing. That number is 540-483-9382.